Hi guys, I'm Héctor Moreno. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
All right, Jeff Cameron, 36 years of age, still getting it done. He joins us now, coming back to Major League Soccer with FC Cincinnati. Jeff, as everybody knows, spent tremendous years here in Houston, Stoke City, Queens Park Rangers. Remarkable career. He joins us now. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, Jeff. Today I told somebody, I said, Jeff Cameron's playing till he's 40 at least.
I mean, that would be a pretty great accomplishment. And for me, as long as I keep myself going, take care of my body and all that kind of stuff, then I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, watching you with FC Cincinnati in town and that draw, you know, there was a premiership air about you. Let's face it. I want to know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, there really was. There was a premiership air about you. You were orchestrating things for Cincinnati. I want to know, at what point in England, was there a point that you remember where you just kind of said, wow, I'm becoming a better player. You know, it's all kind of coming and crystallizing for me.
You know, I think it comes to the point where when you're playing with guys every single day that are at such a high level, that they're playing for the national team and on a consistent basis, and then I think every weekend you're playing against world-class players. Yeah. And I think, you know, just you have to step up to that level, and I think the pressure, the intensity, everything is, it makes you a better player. It challenges you to a different level, essentially, of you know, preparation on and off the field, how you train in over and obviously in Europe, and where what it's starting to become here in the United States is it's becoming ruthless. It's you know, every single day you have to perform, and if you don't perform, you're not playing, and the next guy right next to you is as good as you, or if not better. And it's about finding form and all that kind of stuff. It all plays a part.
Jeff Cameron joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. I'm assuming that goes for Stoke, that goes for Queens Park Rangers as well, because it is a different kind of pressure over there. Let's face it. So you come back to Major League Soccer now with the pressure maybe ratcheted down a bit. Is that a challenge for you to make sure that, you know, you impose enough of that pressure on yourself, Yapstam, your coach is doing it? How does that work?
Yeah, I think it's actually more pressure, to be honest, because you've been playing at a certain level for so long. And not to say the MLS is at a lower level or the caliber of players is any different. It's just that you've been so used to training certain ways, and the environment is definitely different for sure. And for me, that's what I'm trying to bring into, you know, my professionalism, my attitude, and, you know, just the experience that I've had being over there and learning that. Essentially, that's what I'm, you know, trying to give Cincinnati now. But, you know, overall, I think it's a different level of you know, coming here. You have to, you know, people expect you to do things, and you know, you've been playing at a certain level, and it's just, for me, I feel more pressure because it's like, I don't want to come back here looking as, oh, he's just coming back here to retire or, you know, like, just take it easy. Well, I had the opportunity to stay in England and in Europe, and I turned it down because I wanted to come back and I wanted to give as much as I could to come over here. You, my family, my son, and everything like that. And it was more of a decision based on family and not on, you know, playing wise, because I think I have a lot to offer still. So for me, it's still that I can give that and I can still play at a high level. And obviously playing for Yapstam, who's, you know, a world-class center half, I think the pressure's only on because it's more for me. I can't have an off game. I can't have an off training session because you know, I think he expects, you know, me personally to play at a different level because of where I've come from and where I've been. So I think, you know, I don't want to show any different. If
yeah,
that
that's
makes
interesting.
Any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes tons of sense because everybody's going to go, look, Jeff Cameron, Premier League. He's got to be the best player on the field, right? So there's that pressure you're talking about. But I noticed you were talking to Yap a lot, and it looks like you're kind of one of his right-hand men. Is there anything else you can learn about the center back position from him at this point?
You know, I'm actually learning a lot in a Dutch style as well. You know, possession base where, you know, I feel kind of vulnerable sometimes of you know, when I'm dropping deep and almost at, I don't know if you've seen in times where we have the ball and I'm almost on my 18 and I'm dropping to give the midfielder more space and time. So as I drop deeper, you know, when we have possession with our fullbacks or our midfielders, if I'm dropping, you know, 10, 15 yards instead of 5 yards or maybe 10 yards, I'm dropping 15, 20 or so deeper to give more of an angle. But if the ball comes back to me, I can circulate it around and I can control the tempo, but also I'm creating more space between the forwards that are pressuring me, and it's more distance. So they're probably going to say, oh, I can't get there, or they might come halfway and realize, oh, I'm not going to be able to get there, and then that's when I'm able to pass it around them. So, you know, about spaces and showing different angles where, you know, before I think in England, it's more of like, you know, you get it, you pass it, you move, but you squeeze the line, you keep it really, really condensed and you keep it really, really tight because things are so quick. And I think also like, you know, the heat and all that controls the tempo. In the U.S., you know, you can't play high pressure games, you know, high pressure for 90 minutes. It's impossible, especially when you're playing 90 degrees. So there are going to be times where you have to high pressure and then you can only do that for 4 or 5 minutes. And then you sit back and kind of do a little bit of lower block or mid block, but learning a different style in a Dutch way of just manipulating spaces and to keep the possession up. And just to slowly move pieces around.
So he expects you to be quite the tempo setter, and of course, you've got the skill set to do it. You're a great passer of the ball, but is that fair to say? You're somewhat of a tempo setter for the team.
Yeah, I guess you know you learn because it's like you know if you need to speed it up, you'll hit a firmer pass and you try to get it all wide. But also, you want to draw them in, so it just depends on the dick. The pass and how the speed of the pass and, you know, just, it's kind of just, you're enticing the players to kind of pressure you into the step. And as soon as they step, that's when you move it quicker. And you know how you draw them in a little bit, you slow passes. Then all of a sudden it's a quick pass. Yep. Through to the midfield or forward. And then it's a 1-2 and it's sharp, it's quick and it changes the tempo. So it's almost like you get the ball from the keeper, and then you start going from there, and you're just kind of waiting, and then as soon as you see that opening, you can split a line of defense. But I think it's a mixture of both. I have a lot, like, you know, the fullbacks and the center halves, I think, where he wants to play out of the back, and we try to do that as best as we can. And, you know, there are some games where you have to be a little bit more direct than others, and then there's some games where you're going to keep the ball for the majority of the game, and it just depends on your opponent. But I think, you know, just learning, I think this is time where we're getting better and better. Like I said, it was a great opportunity to come back to Houston and felt the warm welcome. And, you know, Houston gave definitely pressured us a bit. But there are times where we kept the tempo and kept it going. And obviously playing in Houston has its benefits when it's super, super hot.
Yeah, everybody was excited for you coming back. Jeff Cameron joining us, former Dynamo, Stoke City, Queens Park Rangers, now at FC Cincinnati in Major League Soccer. Jeff, I try to remind people what it means in the big scheme of Queens Park Rangers and you being named captain. We got a minute, address that in a minute. We'll go to break, and if I could have you for another 5-6 minutes after the break, are you willing
to
go
through the break?
Okay, let's do that.
Problem.
So just really quickly, hit on what that meant to be part, the captain of Queens Park Rangers.
Yeah, it was obviously a big accomplishment, you could say. It's a lot of things that you have to learn to do off the field. You know, you're having constant meetings with the manager, you're representing the players, they ask you questions, just logistical things, what would be beneficial for the players and the team as a whole. And I think it's just more responsibility, essentially. But I took that with pride and with honor, and the fact that, you know, I wasn't just representing myself as an individual. I'm representing a club and a team and the players, and you're the spokesperson for the team. So there was a, you know, and especially for the year that we've had and going through COVID and all that kind of stuff, like there was a lot of things that were thrown at me, essentially. And, you know, I think I stepped up to the occasion, and it was a great honor representing the club.
No question. I think it's amazing. Jeff, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Let's do a little bit more with you. Really, really excited that you're on the show tonight. You're giving us some great information. By the way, you're sounding like a little bit like a coach to me. I'm going to ask you about that when we get back. So I'm giving you a commercial break to think about it, all right? Jeff Cameron. Joining us tonight here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. You give John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm a call. They're personal injury attorneys. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, all you got to do is call 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. More with Jeff Cameron when we come back.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
So Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, rebote y el gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Uribe!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're back. Panama and Qatar finally getting underway. Fifth minute down at BBVA Stadium, Group D of the CONCACAF Gold Cup, and more with Jeff Cameron. So, Jeff, I was setting you up with, you know, first of all, I think you got a lot of years left in you, no question. Were you maybe a little bit inspired by the likes of Chiellini and, you know, Bonucci and what they did with Italy and some of these really intelligent older center backs like yourself?
100%. They're studs. And, you know, they've been doing it. They've been playing it so long. And you know what I admire about the Italians is they appreciate veterans and they appreciate experience. And they see how important that is to their culture, to their team, and their value of what these guys bring, especially when they, you know, when they put players around them, you know, that have probably faster legs or quicker, faster, and all that kind of stuff. But these guys have seen it. They've been through these types of games. They've been through these types of moments, these, you know, big-time situations. And, you know, now Italy goes into the World Cup and going into the next World Cup, and they just gave all these young guys experience to play a final, to play these types of games. And now that experience has kind of been passed on, essentially. And, you know, for me, I was watching the game and I was just in absolute awe because England scored so quick. And then you start to see them drop off a little bit, and then you start to see the Italians start to get their tempo. And you never saw the defenders rattled or, you know, and you never saw them get nervous. And
even after they got scored, even after they got scored upon, right? I mean, they're just
Their just mentality was just like, it's okay. You know, we have 85 minutes to get a goal to tie it up, and you knew like there was something going to happen. It was just a matter of time, and them winning it just. Obviously, I was a little bit more. I would want to see. I would have loved to see England win it. Obviously, being a dual citizen now, but at the same time, it was really nice to see the guys that you know I've seen grow up playing in for Juventus and guys that I've admired and I've seen throughout my career that are still playing at a high level, you know, longer than I have. And I'm just like, you know, I know what it takes to stay at that level and to play with the national team. And it's not easy. And these guys are really, really just proof of how, you know, older guys aren't just guys that are just kind of tossed out. But they actually do value them and what they offer.
Italian club teams straight on through, like Jeff says. We're talking to Jeff Cameron, FC Cincinnati, Stoke City, Queens Park Rangers, former Houston Dynamo, U.S. men's national team. It's a remarkable career. If I look at you now and I look at you from the standpoint of mentoring some of your teammates, it looks like something that you very, very much embrace. And these aspects of the game get a little bit different for you as you get older. You look at the game differently. Your experiences are put in there. Let me ask you this, simply, your love and respect for this sport must be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, I always think, like, what would I do? And I love this game. I enjoy waking up every morning, and I enjoy putting my boots on, no matter how sore or how tired I am. You know, as you get older, you have to take care of your body a little bit more and you feel the aches and pains a bit. But, you know, I still have a smile on my face and I enjoy what I do. And, you know, I think it's, you know, even in your off season, you have a couple months or, you know, or maybe a couple weeks. But after the first week, you're itching to get back. And it just shows you, you know, I've been doing it for so long. It's what I know and it's in my DNA. So yeah, I definitely have a passion and love for it. And I think you see a transition in your career as you start to become you're a young guy, then you're just kind of in the middle of the pack. And then eventually you become an older veteran guy and your role changes pretty quickly. And it happens kind of instantly, essentially. Because all of a sudden, one year, they just sign a bunch of young guys, and you're like, oh, I went from, you know, the small-sided, you know, 5-2 to the young guys. Now I'm in the older veteran guys, and some guys can be 20, 24, 25, and they're in the older crew because we have so many young guys. So it really happens really, really quickly. And being 36 now, you know, you're playing with 18-year-old kids, so I have 15, 16 years of experience of these guys professionally, and you know, and it's funny because their mentality is completely different from what mine was. So you kind of throw things out here and there to kind of keep them in check, and you kind of give them some advice here and there, and try to keep them grounded a little bit. So it's kind of a mixture of everything, really.
Jeff, you're an inspirational story. It's been a fantastic career. The way you've respected the game and gone about it. It really is remarkable to be a captain of Queen's Park Rangers in England, which was a team founded 139 years ago, is pretty incredible. You're doing the same thing at Cincinnati. I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. I want to get a commitment, though, to get you back on the show because there's so much more we can talk about.
My pleasure, Glenn. And, you know, anytime you've been amazing, man. Honestly, you know, with our relationship that has started, you know, back in Houston and doing Kick for Cancer and doing a lot of things in Houston and groundwork, and it's been a close It's close to my heart, and you know, I've got time for you anytime. Like I said, it was a pleasure. I'm sad that we didn't get to meet up after the game in Houston, but yeah, it was great to come back. And my dad said that you said a few good things about me when he was watching the game, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's because you did a few good things. You know that. I'm pretty straight down the line. I tell it like it is.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
But
you are the best, Jeff.
Well, against Houston.
I had a feeling you were going to be up for the moment. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. Let's talk soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Glenn. Take care.
All right, that's Jeff Cameron. What a career and an outstanding one at that. You heard him talking about Italy.